Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, March 20th, 2015. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. I was on assignment last week, and by that I mean I had to go to Los Angeles for meetings and then on Friday pass out. Didn't quite pass out, but it was an exhausting drive, let me tell you, each way. So we're back. What did you miss? A good amount of stuff, but we're going to cover some of that in the next couple of minutes. Last week at the box office, number one was Cinderella with $67.8 million. Number two, Run All Night with $11 million. Number three, Kingsman: The Secret Service, $6.2 million. The number four movie at the box office was Focus with $5.7 million, and Chappie rounded out the top five with $5.7 and slightly less million dollars. New this week, you can see Insurgent, The Gunman, Do You Believe, and others in limited release. In the news, there was that whole Ghostbusters thing that they're talking about doing a Channing Tatum male remake Ghostbusters shared universe movie thing, but I don't really want to talk about that anymore, so we'll talk about the great Sam Simon, who died last week. He was only 59. He has been sick for quite some time, worked on Taxi and Cheers, co-created The Simpsons, worked on It's Gary Shandling's Show, and many others. He's a great talent, funny guy, and there was a interview with him on the WTF podcast. If you have the adult setting set as such, you may wish to listen to it because it was great to hear about one of the great influences in comedy on television in America over the last couple of decades. Apparently, the Twin Peaks update is having some issues, or at least they haven't necessarily signed David Lynch on officially as of yet. Scientists have named a catfish after Greedo. Yep, Star Wars Greedo. Dan Aykroyd and the former Mrs. John Belushi started Blues Brothers Records, a new record label, in case you need more new blues. Now, if it were some goofy reissue label with a subscription service or something like that, that could be a lot of fun. I'd be interested in that. Michael Biehn has been cast in Alien 5, officially, so there's that. On sale at Entertainment Earth. If you like Nintendo stuff and you like video games, this is the week for you. We have a Japanese Nintendo plush sale. All of our Sani, I really don't know how it's pronounced, I apologize, plush items, including Mario, Kirby, Animal Crossing, Mega Man, and many more, are on sale today. Nearly 150 awesome items are buy one, get one 40% off. Waddle Dee, Porter, Piranha Plants, Boo, Link, get them today. We also have select items from Triforce Collectibles on sale for 15% off. Check those out at entertainmentearth.com right now. In toy news, new Tomorrowland Funko figures are up for pre-order. Some have images, some don't. We have reaction, pop vinyl figures, and much more. If you want these, go get them on Entertainment Earth right now. We will ship them as soon as they get here. And we've added a lot of new exclusives. Oh, have we added a lot of new exclusives. Godzilla Vinyl Wars, classic image Godzilla Sofubi vinyl action figure is one of our exclusives. We also have a Bullmark Mothra variant figure. These are limited to 100 pieces each, so there's not a lot to go around. We added the Terminator 2 T-1000 Final Battle reaction 3¾-inch retro action figure from Funko, as well as the Flash TV series Captain Cold Unmasked pop vinyl figure. That's also one of our exclusives. We have a lot of exclusives, in case you haven't noticed. We're keeping busy. We also had some new arrivals. If you pre-ordered the Motormaster Wave or the second wave of the Star Wars Saga Legends, or Wave 3, some of those are coming out right now. So Mission Series, Saga Legends Star Wars, Combiner Wars Transformers. We got a bunch of new stuff because the port situation seems to be resolved and new toys are coming. So I hope you got some of these because I got a bunch of them and they are super fun. And we got a lot to talk about in Toy of the Week this weekend for the next several weeks. We also have new pre-orders up for Batman the Animated Series Batman Busts, Batman 1966 Batgirl, Yvonne Craig Premier Collection Statue, a Ghostbusters Slimer Pizza Cutter, oh boy, this list goes on, the Diamond Select Nightmare Before Christmas Jack and Sally Select figures. These are probably going to be hot stuff, so get those. As well as new Gentle Giant items, the 12-inch Jumbo Retro Vintage Style Snake Eyes figure from G.I. Joe, the Star Wars Jumbo Villain Kenner Action Figure Special Set. You get Darth Vader, a Stormtrooper, and a Death Squad Commander in 12-inch scale, all for $200. All three. That's a pretty great deal. We have the Wolverine Marvel Secret Wars jumbo action figure as well as the Star Wars Return of the Jedi low-grade jumbo action figure. So there's a lot of great stuff to look at and order this week. I dare say there's a lot to keep track of. So it's exciting to see everything, and there's more great new stuff coming soon. We also received the Hikari Vinyl Greedo figure from Funko, and those orders are starting to go out. We have a couple units left over in case you missed that one. So get your order in today. This is Adam Paulus signing off. See you on the next exciting installment of the Entertainment Earth podcast. Check us out on Twitter, Ent Earth, or on our news blog at news.entertainmentearth.com.